What's going on in the world of sports, Michael?
Well, yesterday, the Cronulla Sharks have claimed their first ever premiership on their 50th anniversary in a hard-fought win over the Melbourne Storm. It was a sea of blue out at ANZ Stadium yesterday with 90% of the fans in Cronulla colours. Cronulla dominated the first half, but only came away with an 8-point lead after some clinical defending from Melbourne, which has been a main feature of their game all season. Jesse Bromwich broke the drought for Melbourne in the second half. Then they carried the momentum and got to a 4-point lead after Will Chambers crossed over with 15 to go. Cronulla looked to their big game players, and Andrew Favita delivered the goods, carrying four men over the line to get one under the sticks. And
he must be pretty strong, carrying four men over the line all by himself.
He's a pretty big boy.
all riding piggyback.
exactly. Melbourne nearly stole it, though. Blew two opportunities to win the game. First was when Will Chambers didn't see Cooper Cronk on his left, and Ben Barber denied him at the final death. And they almost pulled one from the Cowboys' playbook and scored on the final play of the game, but Cronulla's scrambling defence was a little bit too desperate.
All right, pretty cool. And this is their first win in 49 years, which
first ever premiership as a club.
So that's going to be pretty satisfying for them.
Yeah,
they probably can't be too upset about that.
I think they'll be having a big party still today and for the next week or so. I've been watching a lot of videos out at Cronulla. They're going pretty hard.
Is up Cronulla? Is that the one?
Up
there
Cronulla,
you go.
That's it.
I'm very well informed in sports ball.
Well, now Parramatta hold the drought for the longest years without a premiership, which is 30 years. So
a very hotly contested title.
It is. And it's your year next year, Parramatta. In another fairy tale story, the Sydney Swans unfortunately lost to the Western Bulldogs in a close encounter that wasn't decided until the last quarter. The Dogs pulled away in the last 10 minutes of the game.
So the Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs, yeah. So Tom Boyd took some exceptional marks and kicked some very important goals to put the game out of reach. His performance overshadowed his rival Buddy Franklin, who went missing in action. Franklin, he did suffer an ankle injury early in the game, but credit does go to the Dogs, who shut him down and kept him out of the contest. The Norm Smith medal surprisingly went to defender Jason Johannesson, who finished with a team-high 31 disposals and a game-high 9 inside 50s. In a kind gesture, Coach Luke Beveridge gave his premiership medal to long-time injured Bulldogs captain Bob Murphy, who missed the season with a ruptured ACL. Murphy was in tears after...
Clarify for everyone what a ruptured ACL is?
Basically, your knee, it's gone.
All right, excellent. Just decode a little bit of the jargon for everyone, because I wouldn't have any idea what that is.
Fair enough. Murphy was in tears after the game, and his emotion showcased the pain Bulldogs fans have been feeling after they won their first premiership in 62 years.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, so it was a lot of years for the Bulldogs, but they came away with the goods and rose to the top.
I feel like we're back in the early 1990s with the sports redemptions, you know, going on, the underdogs
coming out on top. It was a definitely big underdog.
Mighty Duck style.
Well, another underdog story actually is Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo claimed an elusive first win of the season at a dramatic Malaysian Grand Prix after favourite Lewis Hamilton's engine blew up. Ricciardo celebrated...
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, Hamilton, he's a shoe-in favourite, but unfortunately the Australian Ricciardo picked up the goods, so...
Yeah, well, your engine blows up, I guess there's not a lot you can do.
No, lucky he didn't crash, though. He did burn out and he almost did hit the wall, but he was good to not do that. Ricciardo celebrated in style with his famous shoey skull, which is sculling a beer out of a shoe.
Trademark signature move of sports legends everywhere.
Of Daniel Ricciardo, that's for sure.
It's a very uncomfortable shoe to wear afterwards, no doubt.
Well, this morning the Cronulla CEO is actually doing a shoey skull as well.
From the same shoe?
Not from the same shoe. I hope it wasn't Paul Gallen's shoe, because that would have been a bit of a stinky one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there would have been plenty of shoey skulls if you were a Bulldogs or Sharkies fan over the weekend, and congrats to both teams.
Saw a lot of their colours out there as well. Yeah. Yesterday, there's a lot of people running around fairly ecstatic about these results. I mean, it's just 2 in 1 weekend, even if, you know, like me, you don't necessarily follow the sports too much. It's very exciting to, you know, have so many people get enthused by this kind of thing.
There was a good aura around the town last night.
Really, really positive vibes, you know. And even if you're the Swans, you lost. You can't be sad if they won their first one in 62 years.
Exactly.
It's a bit hard to be like, oh, dang it.
Only if they were Hawthorn, no one would have liked that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, keep that in mind. But yeah, great. Thanks, Michael.
No worries.